Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Hallelujah. We serve a healing Jesus. A Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the truth is, we don't have to suffer under the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. Jesus still heals. Jesus still delivers. Jesus still sets captives free. And his presence is here this morning. Hallelujah. I want to remind you that Jesus told us that we can, if we have sin in our lives, it's better to cut your hand off than go to hell whole. So it is so important you and I realize that Jesus came to deal with something more than sickness, something more than poverty, something deeper than bondage, something greater than addictions. Jesus came to deal with the very root. He came and dealt with sin. Hallelujah. And this morning I've entitled my message for you, Sin and Blood. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus has power. It is still the same today, and it's the same for you. His miracle presence is all over this house this morning. And I know that the anointing of God is touching right where you are. Come on, why don't you just raise your hand? I thank you now, Spirit of God. I thank you for the name of Jesus. I thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I break and cancel every work of the enemy. He who the Son sets free, be free in the name of Jesus. I thank you now, Lord, for deliverance in this house in Jesus' name. If we look at the tomb, just like we saw the disciples go into that tomb and come out with a cloth, they came out with that cloth because Jesus was no longer there. There's a significance to the empty tomb. Something very real. What is it that causes souls to enter a tomb never to come out again? What is it that can keep a soul captive and can cause that soul never to be able to come out of the grave again? From the beginning of time, it has never been that a person can enter the tomb and come back out. What is it that dragged Jesus into that grave? Let me tell you, friend, it is sin. Your problem is not money. Your problem is not the sickness. Your problem is not the poverty around you. Your problem is not your marriage breaking up. The problem is sin. When sin entered the world, Satan entered the world. And the power that Jesus came to deal with is sin. Humanity cannot escape. There is no escaping the consequences of sin, let me tell you. There's no escaping it. No matter how great, no matter how rich, no matter how poor, no matter how clever or how wise or how good, or how powerful, from the very least to the greatest, nobody can escape the consequence of sin. That is a power that cannot be escaped. There is a grave that there is no way out of. And let me tell you today, we fight to stay away from that grave. We do everything to stay healthy. We eat well, we exercise. We do everything we can to stay away from that grave. We take medicine. We fight to stay away with it, from it. We don't want to go there. But even now, as you are sitting in that chair, there's a power pulling you towards the grave that you cannot stop. Every human being, we don't want to go there, but it's dragging us against our will. What is it that's dragging us to the grave? It is called sin. Hallelujah. It's sin that leads to death, the Bible says. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. So you and I need to be very clear today that what Jesus came to deal with was sin and its power and its authority. When he went into that grave, he dealt with the very origin of our problems. Jesus said that he who sins is a slave. If you sin, you're a slave of sin. And when you think about slavery, you realize that slavery has bondage. Slavery has a complete authority that it holds. It holds you captive. There's chains and jail bars that you cannot get past. A claim of ownership with no way out of it. Let me tell you, sin runs so deep, it's not just an act. It's not just something somebody does. It's deeper than that. It's a lifestyle. But it's even deeper than that. Sin is a heart's desire. It's even deeper than that. It's a character trait. Let me tell you, it's even deeper than that. Sin is a flawed nature. It's right down. Men are by nature sinners. The sinful nature has a satanic origin. Jesus said to them, "You're of your father, the devil." It has such a deep origin, it cannot be rooted out. It cannot be unlearned because it's in the very DNA of the soul. Sinners cannot be changed any more than a goat can become a man. It is impossible. How can a goat become a man? It's a goat. You can clean the goat, but it's still a goat. You can train the goat, but it's still a goat. You can dress the goat, but it's still a goat. You can inspire the goat, but it's still a goat. Let me tell you, it remains a goat. How can a sinner become a saint? He cannot. He remains a sinner. Give him religious garments. He's a sinner in religious garments. Teach him how to behave. He's a sinner behaving. Give him special garments. Give him special religious laws. He'll sin in his laws. Let him wash and wash in the best soap that there is. All you'll have is a clean sinner. Sin runs very deep. It runs in the nature. Yes, sin stinks. It's in the flesh. It corrupts the soul, but it originates in the spirit. Sin springs forth from the innermost being. From the very source of his sinfulness is his own sin. He's a sinner by nature, corrupt and incapable of righteousness. Isaiah says that our righteousness are as filthy rags, the very best that we can do. How can a goat become a man? He cannot. He has to die a goat's death. He has to pay for being a goat. A sinner must face his judgment and pay for who he is. There is a God and there is a judgment for sinners. And there's a coming day of wrath. Sin lies deep. At Passover, the death angel came. We read about how that avenger, the judgment of God, came. The death angel came to Egypt. And bearing the sword of God's revenge. And as he entered Egypt, anybody found out in the open would be slain mercilessly. Any firstborn found in the open would be judged and pay for his guilt. There was no shelter from that death angel, no shelter from the avenger of God's judgment as it fell on Egypt. As he fell in Egypt, bearing a sword of God's revenge, anybody found in the open would be slain. There's no shelter, nowhere to hide. There's no door to keep him out. There's no roof to shelter. There's no hiding place from him. From the pauper's house to the fortress door of the palace, nothing can keep the avenger out. Even the houses of Israel's doors were shut tightly. They could not even protect, no matter how you did it. But let me ask you something today. How then did the firstborn of Israel survive? How were they protected? What stopped the death angel? God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over. Hallelujah. Today we stand in wonder and thanks for the great Passover lamb that was given. That blood that was applied to the doorposts and the lintels of my life. Hallelujah. But unlike Israel, whose sins were simply passed over, the blood of Jesus washes our sins away. Hallelujah. We are cleansed and purified. There's a way to be cleansed from sin, saints, and escape from the wrath of sinners. It's called the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I can only imagine those sitting in the house. Can you imagine? On the night where the death angel is coming, and you hear the wails in the different homes, and you hear the judgment of God falling and people dying, and you're sitting in your house, and there's the Israelite sitting in the house, and the death angel is walking straight through every barrier, straight through every home, and delivering the wrath of God on every house. And there they're sitting, and their home is next. And here comes the death angel, and his shadow falls on the house. He bears the sword of God's wrath. That sound of the avenger approached terrifyingly close, and he can hear the footsteps outside. But then something stands in his way. On the doorposts and the lintels is the blood. And the blood speaks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As the blood speaks, the avenger turns, sheathes his sword, and walks away. There's no walk for him here. The blood has already been spilled for this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Savior's blood. What is this blood? It's the blood of the Lamb. There's no other blood like the blood of the Lamb. The Bible says that when Jesus hung on that cross, he took your sin and my sin on himself. The Bible says he became sin. He took our sin in his body. He enveloped our sin in his soul, and he died your death and my death. He went into that grave a sinner. And as he entered that grave and he went down, the Bible says, to the nether regions, he went down a sinner, and that old avenger stood up, that judge, and he said, you are here by me now. I got you. Nobody had ever escaped. Nobody had ever made a way back out of that grave. And here's Jesus. And he's standing there. And he wanted to work his ancient prerogative against him and say, you are mine because you're a sinner. And as Jesus stood there, when they started counting, you see, friend, the Bible says the life is in the blood. Do you know, I was up in Pretoria now, Joburg, sorry, with Pastor Nikki van der Westhuizen, and we were talking, and he said that they do a special diet where they take your blood and they actually check your DNA, right down to the DNA, and they see what kind of food you should be eating, and they say to you, listen, you're eating a bit too many bananas, and you're doing this. They can actually, through the blood, they can tell you what your diet is. Right down to the blood. Your blood carries your life story. Amen. It's coded. It's in your blood. It's right there. And as one soul of another entered the grave and fell down into the pit of hell, as they come, the blood would speak and it would say, I'm a sinner. The blood would speak and say, I stole. I lied. I cheated. The blood would speak. And there's no way around it. It's your blood. Have you ever heard of people go for blood tests and they've been cheating for the Olympics? They try and get somebody else's blood? Because your blood tells your story. Are you with me? There's no escaping. And as they came, as Jesus went down into that nether regions, and he went down, and the Bible says he entered the grave, and he went down, and as he stood there, suddenly, as he stood there as a sinner, he checked his blood, but it was found pure, sinless, holy. It was blood that could wash the sins away. Hallelujah. As he entered that grave and he stood there, all those who were bound, all those who were in Abraham's bosom, and his blood was applied. Suddenly, that blood that washes white as snow cleansed all of them. Hallelujah. 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 And the Bible says he opened the door. Because the blood washed them. There was no more captivity. The blood had set them free. There was no more stain on them. Hallelujah. Their sins had been remitted. They were clean. Hallelujah. There was nothing to hold them. And he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And he opened the prison doors. And he led them out who once were captive. Hallelujah. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Cleansed of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And that blood has power this morning. I want you to know this morning the blood of Jesus has power. Glory to God. And you don't have to enter the grave to find the power. You just need to come to the cross. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And this morning I declare in the name of Jesus, you, the redeemed of the Lord, the blood is speaking for you this morning. It is cleansing blood. It is purifying blood. It is pardoning blood. It is the blood of your redemption and your salvation. Hallelujah. And if he has washed you free, then you are free indeed. If he has cleansed you, then there's no stain left and there's no power left of the enemy. The blood is speaking for you this morning. I sense a miracle power of God in this house this morning. Hallelujah. Shabra seke behentadaya. The blood is speaking for you. I don't care what disease you have right now. That's a cleansing blood that is washing you right where you are. Let him wash me and I'll be clean. Let him cleanse me and I'll be pure. Let him wash me in his blood and I'll be free forever. Hallelujah. And you, the redeemed today, in the name of Jesus, I unlock you out of that prison door. I set you free in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I sprinkle the blood by faith all over you this morning. And in Jesus' name, be free. Every bondage, every captivity, Jesus has dealt with it. You bear it no more. There's power in the blood this morning. And I apply that blood. Come on, whatever your situation is, raise your hands and start thanking him for his blood. Let his blood wash over you. Let his blood cleanse you this morning and wash away every guilty stain. Remove every work of the enemy. Break every power because the blood sets men free. Hallelujah. This morning by faith we receive the freedom. We receive the deliverance. Come on, just claim your freedom. Claim the blood of Jesus for your life. The blood that washes. The blood that speaks. The blood that has a voice. The blood that has power even today. In the name of Jesus, I declare you the redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You are the redeemed of the Lord. And in Jesus' name, I rebuke that curse. I break that curse. In the name of Jesus, I command captivity turn right now. You binding devils, I break your power over these lies. Loose yourself from them. Be free in the name of Jesus. I apply blood. I apply the blood of your cleansing, the blood of your deliverance. Satan, out of these lives. I reverse your works. As that blood cleanses you right now, not only does it wash your sins away and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, not only does the blood purify you right now, but the blood removes the stain. And I rebuke in the name of Jesus. I break the stain of sickness. I break the results of the curse from you. In the name of Jesus, I command every captivity be broken. Hallelujah. Some of you in a place of captivity, your families, everybody suffered in their marriage, suffered in their relationship. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be free. I declare you free in the name of Jesus. I declare the blood has washed you. Come on, just thank God for the blood. Thank Jesus for his blood. Receive the blood. Receive the blood. Let us speak for your soul. Let us speak for your life this morning. In the name of Jesus, diseases, infirmities, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Come on, just as an act of faith, raise your hand and let the blood of Jesus be applied to your body right now. Wherever you are, in the blood of Jesus, I set you free. Be cleansed right now. Thank you now, Father, for your power. Thank you now, Father, for your healing. I sense the healing virtue of God, the power of God flowing all over this place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you sitting there and you can sense the power of God on you like a heat that has come on you. That is the power of God washing and cleansing you. Hallelujah. I release healings in this place. There's healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to say with me, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I apply the blood. Satan, out. Sickness, out. Sickness of the bones, disease of the blood, disease of the eyes, whatever that disease is. Come on, just name it. In the name of Jesus, the blood cleanses me of you right now. The blood cleanses you away. And in the name of Jesus, I'm free. Now, in the name of Jesus, wherever you're sitting, I release your healing. I release your deliverance. I command your captivity be turned right now. Loose these people. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, be made whole. That's right. That's right. That's the healing power of God flowing all over this place. Just receive right there as you're sitting. That's the healing. I send somebody in the left ear right now. You're being healed. That ear is popping out. Who's that? Thank you, Jesus. All over this place, healings are taking place. The presence of God is on you. Let me tell you, it's the same spirit that bore witness to the blood of Jesus that raised his body from the dead. It's that same spirit working in your body now. Hallelujah. Answering to the blood. Now, all over this place, there are people sitting here. You sense the presence of God. You sense, some of you are sensing a heat. That is the Holy Ghost starting to touch you. That's the healing power of God. I want you quickly to stand up all over this place. God is already starting to touch you. His healing is flowing through this place. Hallelujah. You sense the presence. You sense the fire of God. I want you to quickly stand up and come to the front. I want to lay hands on you. Shabra Sekeramaya.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.